my choice of comedy is Bed Among the Lentils by Alan Bennett, where I read the part of Susan. "Arnold," says Mrs. Belcher, "there seems to be some hiatus in the proceedings." And suddenly the fan club is on red alert. She's just levering him to his feet when I get in first and nip in there to investigate. His reverence is there, white-faced, every cupboard open and practically in tears. He said, "Have you seen it?" I said, "What?" He said, "The wine, the communion wine, it's gone." I said, "Well, that's no tragedy," and offered to pop out and get some ordinary. Geoffrey said, "They're not open. Besides, what does it look like?" I said, "Well, it looks like we've run out of communion wine." He said, "We haven't run out. There was a full bottle here on Friday. Somebody has drunk it." It's on the tip of my tongue to say that if Jesus is all he's cracked up to be, why doesn't he use tap water and put it to the test? When I suddenly remember that Mr. Bland keeps a bottle of cough mixture in his cupboard in case any of the choir boys gets chesty. At the thought of celebrating the Lord's Supper in Benelin, Geoffrey now has a complete nervous breakdown. But, as I point out, it's red and sweet and nobody is going to notice. Nor do they. I see Mr. Belcher licking his lips a bit thoughtfully as he walks back down the aisle. But that's all. "What was the delay?" asks Mrs. Shrubsole. "Nothing," I said. "Just a little hiccup."